mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome,
my soul.
Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The manner in which the everlasting God who inhabits eternity has revealed himself to corrupt men in the person of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is a mystery which cannot in any wise be fully fathomed by any who are mortal, even in this age wherein the full scope of his ministry has now been manifested. That he who is without beginning or end should take upon himself the flesh and blood of a man and subject himself to the death of a condemned sinner is beyond natural comprehension. We do not claim to fully understand how it could be so, but according to the gift of faith, we do cast all of our hopes upon that very fact and repudiate all contrary teaching. The deity of Christ was never fully apparent to those who knew him in the flesh until after his ascension. His community and family were not completely knowledgeable of the role he fulfilled as a prophet, much less as the only begotten Son of God, who came into their midst as an infant and whom they saw grow up before their very eyes. The fact that he dwelt with them for approximately 30 years before embarking on the 3 years of ministry which manifested his role as a Savior and defined his teaching as the Word of God did not fully convince them of who he really is. If anyone should have known him by nature, it would be his own mother and her husband Joseph. Both had been given a heavenly message concerning his birth and name, and both had watched him as he grew up to be a fine young lad of 12 years old. Yet they could but marvel at his actions here in the temple as he mildly rebuked them for their lack of perception of God's purpose. This is not to say that they were not from time to time astonished at his demeanor and conduct as a young child and then an adult. Sometimes we hear parents remark about how well-behaved and perceptive their children are. We seldom see them in the same light and often wonder what children they are speaking of. Yet here was the Lord Jesus as a young boy who never lied, was never selfish, was perfectly obedient to his parents at all times. He was indeed a special child, and surely Mary and Joseph recognized it. Yet there was an aspect of him which they could not fully see, which was out of the realm of the flesh to perceive. This is that which can only be seen by the eye of faith, which sight is not that of flesh, but of the Spirit. It is that which is only seen as God is pleased to open a man's eye and grant him the gift of faith. It would be an understatement to say that the vast majority of professing Christians in this age believe that they are Christians because they have made some sort of choice to be, joined some organization purporting to be the or a church, been baptized, catechized, or else instructed to be. They can tell you the time and the hour when they believed or joined up. Some even have certificates to prove it. Many will argue for hours to prove that their church or organization is the true one, in the mistaken belief that by being a member of such puts them in an elite and certain position of salvation. Do you know that Jesus Christ is the eternal Lord of glory, who inhabits eternity and does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, that there is none that can stay his hand or question his doing? Do you know that Jesus Christ has loved his people which were hidden and chosen in him from before the foundation of the world with an everlasting and unchanging love? Do you know that Jesus Christ has obtained eternal redemption for those whose names were written on his breast by his blameless life, his awful ignominious death, his glorious resurrection, and his triumphant ascension to sit at his Father's side, where he ever liveth to make intercession for them? Do you know that Jesus Christ did take upon himself the sin of his people as their substitute and has imputed his righteousness to them, so that he does present his elect bride to his Father as one without spot or blemish? Do you know that Jesus Christ does send his Spirit into the world to give eternal life unto as many as are ordained to it, even as many as the Lord our God shall call? In this miracle of the new birth, they are awakened from the deadness of their sins, given faith and cause to hear and believe on Jesus Christ, whom they gladly embrace, worship, and follow. Do you know that those who believe are indwelt by his Spirit and confess that it is not by works of righteousness that they have done, but according to his grace and mercy that they are saved? Lo, here is a feast of delicate food, for prodigals dressed, yet costly and good. Our Father provided this lamb for a treat, and if you are minded, you freely may eat. None other repast my spirit would have. Thy flesh let me taste sweet lamb and yet crave. Thy blood ever flowing, my pleasant cup be. Thy fleece on earth growing, make clothing for me.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.